Good evening and welcome to the Library Commission meeting for May 16th, 2011. At this point, I would like to call the meeting to order at 6 p.m. Joseph Hewison will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance this evening.
Everybody please stand, face the flag. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you and welcome everyone to our meeting. I would like to ask for approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
It's moved and seconded. Oh, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Announcements and, oh, back to the approval of the May 21 meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Now we can go on to announcements and introductions. And we have a new library commissioner.
Yes. Yes. I would like to introduce Jennifer Oury. And hopefully I said that correctly.
Yep, that's right.
And she is Lucy Martin's appointee. And as we all know, we haven't had a new library commissioner in, I think, 6 years. So this is kind of, you know, momentous moments. So I'd like you to tell the other commissioners a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I've lived in Calabasas for about 3 years now. I'm a practicing attorney. I do employment litigation. And in my volunteer work, I do a lot of work with literacy. I'm a big advocate of literacy in libraries. I'm really looking forward to being involved in local government and in an area that I'm really passionate about. So I look forward to working with all of you.
Welcome.
Good.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Absolutely welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's usually confetti, well, but we got to.
Jennifer, thank you for joining us. We shall move on to a recognition of our student commissioner, Joseph Hewison, who's been with us for the past year, came to us and has been full of wonderful ideas and outspoken about his passions, and we really appreciate the great job that you've done.
Yes, well, thank you for making me welcome. You've all made it very clear that you are, it's very important to you, the library, and you've done a great job keeping one of the greatest libraries in the area. And, you know, it's been great to be part of that. And, you know, thanks to Carolyn, she's made sure that the teen programs, which you've obviously spent a lot of time to recognize, keep them working. She's kept us busy, and she, you know, put me towards this, and it's been great. So thank you very much, all of you.
I just want to thank you for your active role and your generation of great ideas, and you're a perfect example of how the younger generation can make a difference at our level in our library. You're a great asset. Good luck in college.
Go ahead, David.
I'd like to echo the sentiments that Commissioner Hill has just stated. You were here, you were active, you were engaged, and always led the pledge perfectly, without question. We appreciate all the hard work you've put in, the time you put in with your busy schedule, school, and hopefully whoever follows you in order here will do close to the same job that you've done. And again, congratulations, good luck in the future in college as well.
I'd like to add that I've appreciated your excellent commission reports, and it's been a pleasure to serve with you.
I do have a little certificate for you, so at this time, presentation.
Joe, where are you heading? Where is he heading?
You.
Good.
Oh.
That's good.
Joseph, would you share with our audience where you will be attending college this next year?
I will be going to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. Good.
Beautiful campus. Absolutely gorgeous. I was just there last month.
You're so close to the ocean. Are you going to be able to measure your studies or not? Are you going to turn into a surfer?
I think we'll do group. We've got two photos to do, so we'll just do them all at once. Moving forward, we have friends of the Calabasas Library and the Oppenheimer Family Foundation have a new award this year. It's we're giving away two scholarships to student volunteers that have shown an exemplary passion for the library of all places. And Ellen, I would like you to take and do that presentation for us, please.
The Oppenheimer Family Foundation is a 501c3 that gives money to nonprofits. And in 2008, our wonderful young adult librarian, Carolyn Stewart, was approached by Joanna Blindfeld for a volunteer summer placement in the program. And although Joanna had already graduated from high school, Carolyn felt that she appeared to be somebody who was pretty special, so she included her in the summer volunteer program. And in September of 2008, Joanna left for college, but in 2009, unbeknownst to us, she entered the Calabasas Friends of the Library's name for a gift from the foundation. And the Friends has received money from the foundation for the following 2 years. With that as background, we have our two recipients. I'll start with Joseph first, only because we know him personally. He's been a volunteer since September of 2008. He's participated in two summer reading programs and has been very active in the Teen Library Council. He's the current Student Library Commissioner and has never missed a commission or Teen Library Council meeting. He has approximately 160 hours over this time period donated to us, and he will, as he said, be attending Cal Poly SLO. And Andrew Loeb has been a volunteer also since 2008. He started in August. He's participated in three summer reading programs and has also been active in the Teen Library Council. He's the co-president of the National Honor Society and has participated in peer counseling that we have at the library. He has approximately 200 volunteer hours over the time period, and he will be attending Michigan. We are extremely proud to present these two people the Oppenheimer Family Award.
Gentlemen, if you would come meet us up front, please. I would like to back up just for a moment. I have a speaker card from Fred Gaines.
Thank you very much, Madam President. It's a Vice President, Honorable Commissioners, thank you so much for having me back. It's like I refuse to leave, but I promise you I'm here for a very special reason tonight, and that is to honor Joseph and Andrew on behalf of the mayor and the city council. Some other quick announcements. Mr. Shapiro's son, part of the 20-1 Marmonte League champion tennis team. Congratulations to you. Calabasas High School boys tennis team. And Jennifer, welcome to you.
Thank you.
It's a great addition to the commission. But I came tonight to add my congratulations to Joseph. It was my pleasure to serve with you, not only for all the things you do, but it just, to me, it's an example of what all of our students in Calabasas do. And I hope that you'll take with you these lessons you learned, the experience you had, and continue in your public service in the years to come. But it's been a great pleasure to have you and all the student commissioners. And it's because of you that we will continue to have student commissioners for many years to come. It was a great idea. It's been a great addition to our commission, and we're going to make sure that continues. Andrew, congratulations to you. Thank you for all of your service. You know, we neglected to mention these kids don't come from nowhere. They come from incredible families and parents, and the Loebs are here, including Grandma is here, and thank you for being here and for all the great things that you've done. And Joseph's parents are here, so congratulations to you. And I have a very small token of appreciation from the mayor and city council, so I'm going to give this to you, and with best wishes for success in college. So thank you very much.
Hi.
And make sure you come back and visit us and make sure we're living up to the standards you brought to us.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gaines. This is true. At this time, we are going to move on to the commission's reorganization. Our annual reorganization takes place this evening. Do I have any nominations?
I'd like to nominate Bob Hill as the president of the commission for 2011-2012.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And I would like to nominate Ellen Pangarliotis for the position of vice president.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. All right. At this time, we do the old shuffle. Switcheroo of the cards and the shuffles, and I have to leave my chair.
You starting to cry?
Yes.
Okay.
Kind of moving van.
This is the first time.
I know. Now I have to be good.
Well, now that I've switched to the big chair, I want to thank Karen for the good job you did this year. This is a great library, and we have a great commission, and things happen in a special way because we're well-funded, but also because people work hard, and I appreciate all the things that you did this year to lead us toward all the directions we're trying to meet. So thank you again.
Thank you. I enjoyed.
Karen, you did a great job, and I think you found out a lot about parliamentary procedure.
It's good practice for the rest of the days that I'll be sitting here.
And I'd also like to say great job, well done, and excellent meetings. You ran them very professionally, very well done, and thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Now in my first issue here, I want to ask for the administrative services report.
I will be brief. There isn't too much to report, with the exception of I would like the commission to consider meeting on July 18th, which will be the third, our normal meeting date, to go over the budget for the upcoming 2 years. I had extensive meetings the last week or so with the CFO, and some of the recommendations that were approved by the commission in March probably won't be able to happen this fiscal year, and I thought it would be best if the CFO came and explained the entire budget to the commission. So July 18th would be, I know next month was not a good time, and actually it really isn't yet because he's still involved with the budget process next month, but by July, which would be our July 18th would be the third Monday for another meeting.
I'm actually unfortunately not available July 18th. I'm in an arbitration, but I could do the Monday before or after.
We can't switch because there are other commissions that meet on those dates. Okay. So, I mean, it's up to the commission. We could wait until August. However, I really think the commission should be appraised of the budget as how it's going to be approved as soon as possible. So that would be my only report at this time, and that, of course, you're more than welcome to stay after this meeting because the council is having their first budget workshop tonight following our meeting.
In the meeting tonight, is the budget going into generalities, and the next one will be specific so that the library stuff would come up?
I don't know. I mean, I know that it still is pretty, it's really primarily seems to be focused on the general fund and not the other fundings yet. Like I said, you had recommended at the last commission meeting that some additional staffing, which is unfortunately not going to be able to happen. The collection development budget was not increased to 150. We had to lower it to 110. And I wanted the CFO will be able to come and explain the revenue versus expenditure issue and provide a little more detailed information than I can.
That conclude your report?
That would be it. I just want a confirmation, you know, that we'll meet on July 18th then.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
How about the city librarian's report?
I have a very short report also. As of April 30th, we had 34,371 patrons, and currently we have 60,630 items in our library, so we're growing still. And we have many events. The calendar is available online or at the library. You can pick up a flyer. And included in that calendar is our May lunch at the library events. You can also pick up a copy at the library or on our website. And that's it. Do you have any questions?
Don't. We're moving the meeting along because the budget group is going to be using the dais, so we normally have short meetings, but they're usually not this short, but we don't have a lot to cover, actually.
I think Carolyn wanted to say something.
Good.
First of all, I just wanted to say about Andrew and Joe, they have been two completely awesome volunteers these past few years. Always dependable, responsible. I could always count on them. They would train other volunteers, very involved in the library, and I appreciate and I'm so happy that we were able to recognize them this year. Also, speaking of teen volunteers, that is coming up again. So I wanted to say starting May 20th, which is this Friday, I will be accepting applications, and although I call it that, anyone who submits one gets to be a volunteer. Starting May 20th, I'll be accepting applications. The email that where they would need to email me to get more information is on the website. If you go to our website, scroll down to the volunteer area, it has my name and the email to send their interest in. Joe, if you could just mention what they do in the summer, just really quickly, give people an idea. Thank you.
First of all, the summer reading program is a program for kids who come along to the library, and they intern for reading books from the library or somewhere else. They can there'll be opportunities for prizes, and there'll also be events. The kids really like it. It's great community service option for kids. They have a lot of fun doing it, and it really helps to have some help because, you know, we get a lot of kids in, and yeah. And it runs from June 28th through August 14th.
And what do the volunteers do as far as when a child brings a book in that they've read?
The volunteers will be responsible for running the tables. There'll be tables in the library, and kids will come along and will have to sign off on what they've read, make sure they know how the program works, and just make sure that everybody knows what they're doing and that they know that it's a fun opportunity.
And is this program open to members, younger adults who are beyond our borders, for example, like Hidden Hills and so forth, or it is, huh?
Yes. They have to be going into eighth grade or above starting in September. But yes, I accept people from the, you know, different cities in the valley and that kind of thing.
Greater
different
area.
School districts.
Yeah, they have to be in the eighth grade, though.
Eighth grade or up, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Also, just to mention that since Joe will be going off to college, we'll need a new commissioner. I would suggest perhaps we maybe talk about that in July. It's probably easier for the kids to do interviews and such during summer reading because they're at the library the whole summer.
Good. Okay, are we down to future agenda items? Karen?
Commissioner, just to let you know, I did skip over announcements, so maybe we could wrap announcements in at this time with future agenda items.
Okay. Let's. Why don't we just go there now, and we'll. Does anybody have any announcements they'd like to make?
Well, first of all, last weekend, just to recap, was the Relay for Life marathon. Which a lot of the city and a lot of our students at all the high schools, middle schools, and so forth participated. It was a great event to raise awareness and raise funds for to fight and fund cancer research. And secondly, Fred already announced briefly, but I'll indicate again, congratulations to the Calabasas High School varsity tennis team, which went 19-0 in preseason and regular season and went to the final 16 in CIF playoffs this last week. And congratulations to all the 2011 graduating seniors at all the high schools, Calabasas, Viewpoint, and all the schools in the area. And good luck to you all and do well.
I have no announcements.
No announcements.
I would like to also congratulate all of the graduating seniors this year. Going to miss them all, but it's a great opportunity to move forward. Thank you.
I don't have any announcements, so we're back down out of future agenda items. Anybody have anything they'd like to put on the agenda for next meeting?
I have a ton of them.
Okay. Ellen?
To reiterate what Robin said, I want to make sure that we have the budget explanation from Gary post-workshop. I'd like to ask the library staff to include in their reports an update on the e-books, how the money is spent, and how many we are purchasing. And also, I'd like to know if people can access by cell phone or just by computer. And additionally, after the programming survey, has anything been added to the programs? And I'd like to include some of the future agenda items that we mentioned from the March meeting that are on there. And last but by no means least, in the July meeting, I'd like to have a discussion on a mural in the kids' reading story time room. That's it.
Good.
Is that
good
enough?
Is it possible to get anything in our packet before the July meeting referencing what the numbers will be or anticipated numbers will be for the library?
Sure.
That
sure.
way we, that
first oh yeah no no well, yes. I will have him put something together like I had something together for the last meeting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
No,
yeah,
we will.
And a comparison between what we said and what actually happens.
Right. Yes.
Okay, that would be great. Thank you.
With the I just looking at your future agenda items, I think the report and the cost of the library being open 7 days will be addressed with the budget. So there's not going to be any other information coming forward on that one.
Okay.
So these items from the previous meeting under future, which we were going to possibly cover today, will be covered in the July?
The first bullet point will answer any questions about the library, the feasibility of the library being open 7 days a week. The second one, that will be coming from Barbara. However, again, your additional costs can be one-time costs from your reserve, which you'll have to see how much is left in the reserve after the budget has been presented. And then third, I think we were still doing the mailer. Correct, Barbara? Yeah, we're still working on that.
Okay.
Yeah,
great.
So
just don't want to let those fall.
No, they're not.
Thank you.
So, like I said, some of them are budget-related, so you'll...
Exactly.
Yes.
I have just one thing I'd like to have, maybe just delve into a little bit. A couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, I saw a little article that Google is talking about, why don't we do a national library? Did you see that article at all? Just a very broad article. And, of course, one of the obstacles is that they can't get the copyrights to do that on their system, so they're working on it. But I'd be interested in see if there's any commentary, any white papers that have started to come back from the American Library Association on it's a futuristic thing, but it's what would happen to the libraries if that happened in a broad sense. So if Google got all the, they're not going to get all the books, but let's say they got a large amount of books and they've turned them into free books, so you go on to the website and you can do what you can do now on iPad or iPhone, and so you select your book, and the way they're going to do it obviously is with advertising. They're going to do it free, but they're not going to do it free. The advertising on their system is going to generate the profits that they're looking for. I just haven't seen any commentary on it, and I'm kind of curious about it. It's a long-term lookout in space, but it'd be interesting to know what some of the possibilities are if that happened.
About
a month ago, did you see the article?
Yeah,
at all?
I'm not sure they're ever going to get over those copyright issues.
No, I don't. The copyright thing is huge, but I mean, even if they got 50%, it would put a dent into the libraries.
You're right.
Perhaps.
So yeah, I'll get you some information on that.
Okay. If there are no other future agenda items,
President Hill. Just one other, which I remember was in our past agenda items, and I don't know if we're putting it over automatically. We talked about discussing or setting up a potential standard for privilege of usage of the library and what might be entailed. I know there was some discussions with the city or city attorney on certain items as well. Is that something we can put on as a future agenda item?
The incident.
Well, not just one, but this goes back. This was a prior.
We have implemented some things already with the policy, and then we also, with the broadband WIF, we did enter, we changed the broadband WIF on certain sites and so forth so that they never download.
And we have rules of behavior that a few years ago the commission had approved.
Right.
And we do try and follow those rules. But if there's something you'd like to add to that, we'd be happy to look at that.
I have a basic question, actually. Are you talking about access to the library as a physical place, or are you talking about access on the Internet? I'm not sure I follow.
Talking about both and okay. Really the potential for that privilege being restricted or going away by certain
incident,
actions.
There's been a report filed with the Sheriff's Department. Mm-hmm. So we have to let them do their job and see what they come back with. The one that happened over a year ago mm-hmm. is the one that Barbara is talking about, where we did, we do have the rules of conduct that are expected in there. And then we also looked into a matter where we changed the bandwidth so things don't download. So...
Okay.
Yeah.
If there are no other announcements, I'd love
Question for...
Okay.
The rules of behavior, are those online? I mean, Where can we?
Yes, they are on our website under library policies.
Okay.
And so we have copies. When people sign up for a library card, they get a whole packet, and included in that packet are the library rules of behavior.
Very good. I'm glad that they're both on the internet and hand packet. Thank you.
And just another question for me is, are there consequences to violating those policies? Like, for example, can one have their right to enter the library or use the library revoked after a certain number of incidents?
Yes, according to the violation of the rules. Ignoring the rules the first time, they're reminded verbally. Then the second time, they're asked to leave the library. Upon the third violation of these rules, the patron's library privileges may be suspended. And if at any time a patron refuses to leave, becomes physically abusive, or commits a crime, the sheriff's department is called. And then, so that's basically how that works.
Thank you.
Any other future agenda items? If not, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
See you in July. Thanks, you guys.